let's get into some of the mechanics of the plot, and
Yes.
I think let's start with the central character, the women who are the central character of the book, because they start off in a city, go to the country, and they start off very, very spread out, and end up in the same place.
Socioeconomically, yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
so take me through them.
Well, Damini is an ayah or a maidservant. And she works in a very large mansion in Delhi and works for a memsahib who is not named in the book, but many readers will recognize her as Roop from What the Body Remembers. But she is now an old lady and she has lost both her ears, and so Damini is a pair of ears for her. And she's worked for her for 30 years, and at a certain point, terrible thing happens and Damini becomes out of a job. She is, after 30 years, she's on her own in a big city, and she has a son, but she can't go to him because the son just doesn't have the wherewithal to look after her. He has a factory job and he's copying video cassettes. She breaks a taboo at that point. And the taboo is a very strong taboo against living with a daughter. And so she goes to live with her daughter, and her daughter's in the Himalayas, about 4 hours' drive outside of Shimla, in the Shimla Hills, the beautiful Shimla Hills. So it's also an opportunity to really wax eloquent about those mountains. But she goes up to the Himalayas, and she goes to this teeny tiny village where her daughter lives, and her daughter is married to a trucker. And what happens is, by breaking the taboo and going to live with the daughter, Damini has to make sure that she pays her own way. She has to find another profession. She has to do something to bring in money. You can't just go and live with somebody, you know. So I think that would be the case anyway. You want to contribute to the family. So at that point, she tries to find other work, and she commits a terrible crime, actually, in the process of trying to retain the status quo, just to maintain things as they are. And she has to go on from that, and she has to redeem herself and balance her karma. And that's what the book is all about. But in the meantime, there's also another woman. Her name is Anu, and she is also found in a mansion when we start, except that she's the lady of the house. She's the lady of the house who sometimes has to cover up some bruises and sometimes has to use a lot of makeup and sometimes has to explain that she fell down or whatever, even though she lives in a Taj Mahal of a house. And the story begins with her actually deciding that she wants to get out of this abusive situation and file for divorce. Now, that is a huge step in India as well, because you may separate from your husband, but there are very few people who actually file for divorce. And it's growing now, you know, in the 2000s. But in the 90s, when the book was set, this is quite a radical step for a woman to take. And there weren't a lot of support organizations for her to fall back on at the time. A lot of activists, a lot of NGOs that had formed at that time, but not a lot of safe houses. And she really needs a safe house, and she cannot go to one that's going to take her for a very long time. She also has a daughter who's about 9 years old at this time, who she has sent to Toronto to live with her aunt. And so she takes this window of opportunity where the child is safe to get away. And she gets away and she hides and she joins a convent. She goes back to the convent school that she attended when she was a child and asks to be taken in as a novice and joins the Order of Everlasting Hope.
The selector of souls, at least in one sense, in this book, is a machine. Tell me about that.
Yes. Well, the title changes as you go along, but at a certain point in the story, the Selector of Souls is an ultrasoon machine. That's what Dominique calls it, an ultrasoon. And the ultrasoon tells you whether a boy or a girl is coming. And Dominique feels that she is doing the work of helping women by making their lives better by winnowing out girls so that they have boys and so that they are respected in their family and so that they have an old age pension, because that's what a boy represents. The son preference is there because a son will look after you in your old age, and a daughter is going to go to somebody else's family. So that's the acculturation that Damini's experienced, and so she thinks she's doing women a favor by winnowing out girl babies and making sure that they have boys. She cannot imagine a woman who wants to have a girl. And later on, she's proved wrong, so that's good.
Good book. There's lots of meat in here, and I'm going to be thinking about Selector of Souls for quite a while, so thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
The book is The Selector of Souls, a novel. I've been speaking with the author, Shauna Singh Baldwin, and The Selector of Souls, published by Knopf Canada.